FNC's Carlson, if elected, would Joe Biden really be president? By Jeff Poor on November 1, 2020. During a special broadcast of FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight on Sunday, host Tucker Carlson opened the show with an assessment of the presidential campaign with 48 hours to go until polls closed around the country and results started trickling in from around the country. Carlson speculated what a Biden-Harris administration might look like, which he said has some questioning the ticket and potentially opting to re-elect President Donald Trump. Transcript as follows. Carlson, no one is more pleased this is finally ending than Joe Biden. The whole experience has been exhausting for him. Biden has campaigned less than any modern candidate by far. His appearances on the trail were infrequent. But still, they pushed him to the limit of coherence. Have you seen Biden on the stump lately? Then you know what we mean. You probably still don't know what he means. From the beginning, Biden's handlers have bet big this race is not about him. It is only about Donald Trump, the incumbent. From their perspective, the perspective of the people who run the Democratic Party, the nominee could have been anyone, just as long as it was not an economic populist like Bernie Sanders, who would scare their donors. Joe Biden was fine, whatever. Just don't think about it, and don't ask questions. Orange man, bad. Vote. That has been the entire campaign. For months that strategy seemed to be working, but it couldn't work forever. Tonight, there are signs that voters may be starting to wonder what exactly they would get if they removed the president from office. Will things really calm down and return to normal if we elect Joe Biden? That is hope. But would Joe Biden really be president? And how much of his term would he serve? Let's be real about it. And if Biden did get elected and then stepped aside, which seems overwhelmingly likely, what then? Who exactly is this Kamala Harris? Or is it Kamala Harris? Harris cannot seem to decide how to pronounce her own name, and that tells you everything. We know her views are radical. Her views are far out of step with the mainstream in this country. That is not rhetoric. It is not a talking point. It is measurable. Look at polls, compare them to what she says she believes. We know she is deeply unpopular among those who know her best. She dropped out of Democratic primaries before Christmas because her own voters didn't like her. That's what we know for sure. It adds up to a pretty unappealing picture. The question is, do we want someone like that, like Kamala or Kamala Harris running this country? Well, judging by last-minute movement in polls, and there has been quite a bit, a lot of people are wondering that. Trump has been down in the polls for months. He will before be re-elected. They have told us that again and again. As of tonight, it looks possible they could be wrong again. Certainly, if enthusiasm is any measure, Donald Trump has a real shot at re-election. Massive impromptu parades of Trump voters broke out in Florida, California, Texas, and New York over the weekend. Here is what some of them looked like. Video clip. That was everywhere, all over the country. What does it all add up to? Far from scientific, but maybe it tells you something, and maybe it is worth knowing about. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.